And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of July, 2015. It was on this day, 1869, Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad was published, his trip to Europe on assignment for a California newspaper. It was his best-selling book throughout his lifetime. The first freeway in California opened 75 years ago on this date, 1940, the Pasadena Freeway. Intended to carry about 27,000 cars a day, today it sees more like 122,000. 1969, on this date, Apollo 11 lunar module landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, who after 6 hours got out, Armstrong first, stepped down off the module, became the first earthling to set foot on another celestial body. He had planned his speech carefully. That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. The lunar module Eagle left a crater a foot deep on the soft soil, which was like powdered charcoal. The two got right to work, gathering soil, rock, samples, and when they left behind an American flag and a plaque that said, "We came in peace for all mankind." It was 140 years ago on this date, 1875, the largest recorded swarm of locusts in American history descended on the Great Plains, about 1,800 miles long, 110 miles wide from Canada down to Texas. The swarms would occur about every 7 to 12 years. They tended to grow when there was less rain and the West had been going through a drought for a couple of years. Farmers just east of the Rockies began to see the cloud approaching from the west, glinting around the edges where the locust wings caught the light of the sun. It descended like a driving snow in winter, covering everything in its path. Trees bent over with the weight of the locusts. They ate every piece of living vegetation in their path. They ate harnesses off horses and the bark of trees, curtains, clothing hanging out on laundry lines. By the mid-1880s, the rains had returned, the swarms died down, and within a few decades, the Rocky Mountain locusts were believed to be extinct. And it's the birthday of the novelist Cormac McCarthy, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1933. He was in the Air Force, stationed in Alaska, had nothing to do but read, and soon after he began to write. His books did not sell well for years. He got along on awards and grants. It was not until 1992, when part of his new manuscript was published in Esquire magazine, suddenly everybody wanted to read him. The book was All the Pretty Horses. 1992 it came out, won the National Book Award, was a bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, The Blue Robe. How joyful to be together alone, as when we first were joined in our little house by the river long ago, except that now we know each other as we did not then. And now, instead of two stories fumbling to meet, we belong to one story that the two joining made. And now we touch each other with the tenderness of mortals who know themselves. How joyful to feel the heart quake at the sight of a grandmother, old friend, in the morning light, beautiful in her blue robe. Wendell Berry's poem, The Blue Robe, from New Collected Poems, published by Counterpoint Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.